It's Friday, December 9th, 2022, and I'm Dave Sobel. Three things to know today. Technology training in the legal profession, Apple's new data protection offering, and has the Jedi saga reached its conclusion? This is the Business of Tech. I dug into some legal technology data last week. I found another round of it, so let's take a look. On budget, 65% of firms responded, yes, my firm has a budget for technology. 56% of small firms with 2 to 9 attorneys increased their technology budget for 2022 compared to 50% in 2021. Firms of 10 to 49 attorneys decreased their budget over the last few years with 65%, compared with 69% in 2021, 78% in 2020, and 71% in 2019. Respondents were asked to prioritize their firm's top technology spending over the next 12 months. For the largest percentage of respondents, hardware was chosen for the office as their top technology spending priority at 28%, followed by security, 20%, mobile technology, 11%, and litigation technology, 10%. Respondents were asked how comfortable, in general, they felt using their firm's available technology. Overall, 56% report feeling very comfortable, and 34% feel somewhat comfortable with their law firm's technology. The smaller the firm, the more comfortable the attorneys were with their technology. 62% of attorneys at firms with 2 to 9 attorneys and 55% of firms with 10 to 49 attorneys feel comfortable using their legal technology. Training can be expensive and part of a firm's budget, because 64% of firms with 2 to 9 attorneys and 79% of firms with 10 to 49 attorneys report having training available at their firms. 40% of medium-sized firms with 10 to 49 attorneys first turned to it, but only 16% of small firms turned to IT4 support. When asked, where do you turn first when you have a problem with your firm's technology, 25% of respondents from firms with 2 to 9 attorneys first turn to Google or another non-legal online resource. Something interesting in the technology basics and security volume is that respondents from firms of 10 to 49 attorneys are most likely to have cyber liability insurance at 56%, followed by 42% from firms of 2 to 9 attorneys. Why do we care? I wanted to note how specific hardware still ranks high for customers. It's an interesting disconnect with the trends often reported in spending. The bigger area to care about is the need for training. There's some direction here. Those slightly larger firms will be more ready to spend money on training. That said, there's an education component to note for Google, meaning customers will be looking for solutions to problems by searching for them. Those that do content marketing will be rewarded for their efforts. Adding some significant add-ons to their data protection, Apple launched end-to-end encryption for iCloud backups. Called Advanced Data Protection, Apple will expand the number of data categories protected by end-to-end encryption from 14 to 23, with backups, notes, and photos now covered. Data that's end-to-end encrypted can only be encrypted, quote, on your trusted devices where you're signed in with your Apple ID, according to Apple, meaning that the company, or law enforcement or hackers, cannot access your data from Apple's databases. Rolled out in beta this week, it will be available broadly to U.S. users by the end of the year and globally next year. The company also announced the ability to verify the sender's identity on the other side of an iMessage and alert if a threat actor intercepts the message, and secure Apple IDs with a physical security key. Finally, in response to pushback over perceived restrictions in China, the company is changing the settings of all users using AirDrop, where the setting will be reverted to contacts only after 10 minutes to prevent unwanted requests to receive content. Why do we care? End-to-end encrypting is not the holy grail of security, and simultaneously is a critical element of privacy. More importantly, it's additional user complexity. There will be more lost backups in the future for a lack of management here. A useful tool in the toolkit, however. Remember JEDI? That was the $10 billion contract the Pentagon awarded to Microsoft. Amazon challenged, and it was canceled. The DoD then launched the Joint Warfighting Cloud Capability as a replacement contract. And the winner has been announced. Drumroll, please. It's all four. Microsoft, Amazon, Google, and Oracle. The DoD is electing to split the work, awarding up to $9 billion across the contracts. Quote, no funds will be obligated at the time of award. Funds will be obligated on individual orders as they are issued, the department said in a statement. Why do we care? Nobody wins. Is it an improvement to award work as individual orders are needed? Maybe. Certainly seems like a positive development. There's undoubtedly logic here to say right tool for the right job and order what you need. Know about Nodeware? Nodeware, simple and affordable, delivers truly continuous vulnerability scanning even during normal business hours. You'll get immediate alerts of network access and newfound vulnerabilities, and now can single-click access into the CVE, including directions for remediation. Save $40,000 per security admin while supporting more clients and improving your profitability. Qualify a prospect or upgrade a client with the quickest time to sale and the lowest cost of sales of any product in your portfolio. Visit nodeware.com/partners to learn more. Thanks for listening. Today is National Llama Day, as well as National Pastry Day. Not sure those two go together at all, but llamas, always funny. There'll be a bonus episode this weekend as we dive into the profitability of partnerships. The answer might be different than you think. And back again on Monday. Have a great weekend. The Business of Tech is written and produced by me, Dave Sobel, under ethics guidelines posted at businessof.tech. Like the content? Support the show at patreon.com/MSPradio or buy our Why Do We Care merch at businessof.tech. If you want to reach our listeners, visit mspradio.com/engage.
Part of the MSP Radio Network.